This is Kate Turkington on Travels with Kate, only on 101.9 High FM.
And a very, very good morning to you from a gorgeously sunny Johannesburg. Gets cold at night still, but the days are glorious. And as you drive around the town, all the trees are in their late autumn foliage. So lots of leaves everywhere, but gorgeous brown and yellow trees. You may not know, but in fact, Johannesburg has one of the largest man-made forests in the world, person-made, I suppose I should say. One of the largest urban forests in the world. People tend to think of Johannesburg as a dusty mining town, but it's actually a very beautiful city with lovely old suburbs, beautiful trees, parks, all sorts. And I was lucky enough to be with some Russian guests last week who were making a trip to South Africa, and they said at the final moment four of their party didn't come because they thought South Africa was so dangerous. I mean, hello, from Russia. The ones that came told us afterwards never, they'd visited 17 other countries in previous years, they had never had a welcome like the one they got from here in South Africa. And I said, well, in that way, we're very like the Russians. I'm lucky enough to have been in Russia a few times. They are the nicest, most hospitable party people. We actually threw them out the house at 1 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't keep up with them. Now, I've got a lovely story for you today. It's something so, so different. Let me tell you first about the Good Work Foundation, and then I'll be introducing you to our guest, Anand. The Good Work Foundation, it's an educational non-profit. It runs six digital learning campuses in rural Mpumalanga and the Free State. And I mean, years ago, I know very well the young woman that started it. She started with nothing but a dream. Now she gets millions in donations from all over the world and thousands of youngsters from rural, all over rural South Africa have actually gone through the Good Work Foundation. They learn computers, skills, they learn English literacy, numeracy skills. It's just the most amazing organization. And today, something even more amazing, I think. Joining me now is Anand Mdhule. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. Doing my best. And why am I talking to him? Because he's the Open Learning Academy Manager at the Good Work Foundation. Now, that's a bit of a mouthful, but Anand, tell us exactly what it is you do before we get on to this amazing thing you're doing with youngsters.
Thank you so much. Good morning. And also to say good morning to all the listeners. It's a privilege for me to be here. So, Anand Mdhule, since you've mentioned, I'm managing and supporting the implementation of the Open Learning Program across Good Work Foundation campuses.
Okay. Now, what you're doing, and anybody who's listening who is a Luddite or who thinks they can't work computers or do computers, what Anand is doing with his students, he's teaching them coding, offline coding. And as I say, if you're not a techie person, I'm reasonably techie, but it sounds so off-putting. Offline coding, it sounds so esoteric, Anand. Just tell us what happens. And maybe, just to say, you don't need computers, you don't need teachers with degrees in IT, you don't need classrooms. Tell us, just explain to us what it is, this coding, offline coding.
So offline coding are the applications which is developed by Nelson Mandela University. So us as Good Work Foundation, we are like educational not-for-profit organization. So we use those equipment to to power up our coding and robotics offerings. So since working with rural communities, I'm also one from a rural village. I grew up in rural village. In rural village, actually, we have a challenge with internet access. So sometimes internet is there, but when you connect and you want to do your magic online, it will kick you out, or it will say unstable connection. So with the coding applications, they work offline. And then with the tangible apps that we have, they work offline, and again, you can use it unplugged. So when you talk about unplugged coding,
when you say they work offline, where are they working then? Are they working on their phones? What are they doing? Explain it to me.
Okay, so when we talk about online coding, that's where you need to be connected on internet. And then offline coding is where you just have to get a device, and then you download the app, and then you can work offline. And then we have unplugged coding, which does not need a device. You can just use piece of paper to give instructions and just to go to code unplugged without a device or any cell phone with you.
So how does it work? Okay, I'm now in a rural village. I'm coming to you, clearly, and I want to do this. Talk me through it. What would you tell me to do? Or how would you teach me?
Oh, so actually, the Open Learning Program is the program that we help assisting and support rural kids. So in our centers, we have tablets and also computers, active tablets and computers. So when they come to our space, actually, what we do, we'll divide them into groups, and each kid will have a tablet or a computer to work on through coding. So what is happening, us as facilitators as a team, we download those apps on their behalves. So when they come to our space, they will know exactly, they will be directed to go and open one of those coding apps. So from there, instruction will be given what is it that they should do on those applications.
So they'll sit down, they'll come to one of your digital learning centres, which, by the way, are beautiful. They have like a tree, not a real tree, but a sort of mock tree in the middle of a big, big space. And the kids and the students sit under the tree at tables and chairs. So they'll sit down. Now, what if they've never, ever seen a computer before? And now you're telling them to get onto an app.
So majority of them, they've never seen or touched a computer or a tablet before. So what we actually do, we have digital facilitators which are assisting them, getting a lesson on how to power on the computer or the tablet and also navigate those apps. So we do have facilitators each table which assist those young ones.
Yeah. So, I mean, just before we go into the app and how the coding works, what's their response? A kid who's never, ever worked on a computer before, I mean, are they a bit scared at first?
Yeah, I think most of them, they are scared. Even they don't want to touch the computers because they think like it's something like they will be shocked, actually. So, but we advise them, we encourage them to participate, to do it by themselves. And then at the end of the day, you can see that they will be like enjoying. And then if we say time is up, they will like demand extra time to go through those equipment, of which it's very interesting to say so.
I think very often it's fear that stops people using a computer. I know some older people will say, oh, I don't want to be bothered with that. And they're missing so much. They could go onto Facebook with their families or TikTok, and it's the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing in the world. Once somebody shows you, you've got to be shown. So you call them facilitators. You've got other young people who are teaching the kids what to do.
Yes, of course. And those young kids, young adults, actually, to call them, they are like trained via Good Work Foundation. Majority of them, I can say 90% of us, we are a product of Good Work Foundation. So again, we've been employed to assist those young ones to like get familiar with the computer and also learning those skills via computers and tablets.
Okay. I'm taking a short break. I'll be back. Don't go away.
This is Kate Turkington on Travels with Kate, only on 101.9 High FM.
I'm talking here with Anand Ludi from the Good Work Foundation, and we're talking about the work he's doing with youngsters and older teenagers too, about learning coding on computers, which sounds terribly difficult and esoteric. And he's telling us it's actually the easiest thing in the world. So explain one of these apps. The idea is you put an app on the computer or the tablet. The children come in from the rural areas to the Good Work Foundation centres. They're introduced to a computer. They give them the basic skills, which are very, very easy and fast to learn. And then an application is put on the device, whatever they're using. And then tell me about the application. What do the kids actually do?
So the tangible offline applications, we have three of them, which is Ranger, Tanks, and also Board. So all the three coding applications, they introduce learners to a computer programming at a young age from 6 to 15. So Rangers and Tanks, they use the same tokens. There's something piece of puzzle sort of that we call it tokens. So Rangers and Tanks, they use like the same tokens. And
now,
they also
where
have the
are
same
the tokens? Are the tokens real or are they on the screen?
So it's physical.
Sorry?
So it's real, it's physical. It's physical,
oh,
it's real.
Physical. They're physical, yes. Tokens. Okay.
Yes.
And then what happens? So do they have a board in front of them?
Sorry?
Is it like a game? Do they have a board in front of them?
Yes, it's more like a game. So there is a board with, a black cloth that they need to like set up, and then after they will use those tokens linked with their device.
So I want to know, explain to me how I would do it. So explain to me one of the games. I know you've got a game involving wildlife and poachers. Yes.
Yes.
So what happens?
Okay, so
I've got the board in front of me and I've got my tokens. What do I do?
So there will be instruction given. So when you go to the app and you open the app that you've downloaded,
okay,
then there will be, it will open, and then there will be levels. And obviously we'll have to start with level one. And then when you get to level one, there will be instruction given to you. So you need to follow the instruction to make sure that you rescue the rhino from being pulled.
Okay.
And then using those tokens, you need to like arrange it according to the instruction. And then after arranging it, you will have to take your device, go to your camera, and then you scan the tokens. And then once you scan, and then if your tokens is incorrect, it won't give you access to the next level. It will tell you that your tokens is arranged incorrect, and then you'll have to go back, go through the instruction, and then look at your tokens, how you've arranged it, and then see where the problem is. And by so doing, that's why coding is also, it also teaches teamwork and also the problem-solving skills. Because once there is a problem, you won't be able to go to the next level,
okay,
which means you have to come back to the same level, find out the problem, get a solution. Then when you complete it, that's where you can go to the next level.
So they're getting cued the whole time. The app on the device is telling them exactly what they need to do. But then I believe you can do it on your phone.
Yes, definitely you can do it on your phone. So it's just that most of those learners that we're working with, or the kids that we're working with, they don't have their phones.
No.
But actually, we also encourage them to go home and ask for their parents to download those apps to like make sure that they continue learning the coding, even if they are at home.
So really, the point of all this is to give people who haven't had the opportunity before computer skills and actually make them job worthy, as it were. And how do the youngsters take to this? You said when they first come in, they're very nervous. And then?
No, a minute they get into the center, because it's a different environment, they will be nervous, shy, and then the adults, that they will be like active and then very excited. But most of those kids, when they come to the space, they will be more nervous and then not even want to participate or to touch anything. So that's why before we have some inductions where we sit down with them, tell them that this is your equipment, and then you're here to learn. Believe us, we're going to assist you to learn everything that is in the center. So from there, that's where they will be open up and to also chat with our team, asking more questions and then want to like interact. But first minute they get into the space, they will be quiet, nervous. When you ask them, they are even asking them their name. They will be like, some they will even cry for no reason.
Oh, shame. Now, you say you yourself have gone through the system at Good Work. Tell us about that. When did you first go to a Good Work space? How old were you?
I joined Good Work Foundation 2016 as a Bridging Academy student. So since I've indicated that I'm also from a rural village, when I joined Good Work Foundation, the same fear the kids have, I was nervous when I get into the space. And then because for me, seeing a computer, it was from a distance. And then I was like, oh, I don't think I'll be able to finally work on a computer or operate a computer. But with I can say with the hospitality of the team from Good Work Foundation, they like encourage me, inspire me to like believe that impossible is possible. And then I joined Good Work Foundation 2016, first time I sat on the desk, facing a computer, and then up until it was for a year, and then around later in a year, I was really perfect to like do all the meeting on a computer, and then yeah, that's where I joined Good Work Foundation. I'm also a product of Good Work Foundation.
I think that's one of the great things, that the people who are teaching have actually gone through the system. So as you're saying, you were terrified when you first came in. You know, you thought, oh, am I going to break this expensive piece of equipment? I'm never going to be able to do it. And then years later, here you are, the manager, the actual Open Learning Academy manager. And where do they, so they taught the coding on kind of games. It's a game with poachers, or it's, and they've actually physically got a board and pieces in front of them. And then the computer is telling them exactly what to do and what they're doing wrong. And then they've got to figure out how to do it right. And as you say, they're working with the team as well, so it's inspiring great teamwork, and also it's giving people a chance to go into, I know some people call it the fourth industrial revolution, it's giving people an entry, because most of these children at school will never have had the opportunity to have a computer, to work on a computer. And for the kids, is it free?
Yes, all our programs is free. So all what we need to do, actually, we are open to every learner or every children. So whoever is going to be able to access our center, we more than welcome for them. We because, you know, we issue or give away or distribute the indemnity form, because those kids that we're working with, they are underage. Yes. And then we give indemnity form for them to go and give to their parents to sign for them, giving them or permitting them to attend our programs. But with the cost is 0-0.
Yeah, but you must have hundreds and hundreds of kids, because the word must have got around Free State Province and Mpumalanga.
We have thousands of kids are coming to our space every day. It's so amazing, from different backgrounds.
I think it's absolutely amazing what's happening. And what will be the next step for them, Ludlitz? So they've learned basic coding. Oh, and by the way, let me ask you this. I'm sure there are people listening who think, could I do this? Could I learn? Can adults do this?
Yeah, definitely so. Because I've also learned learned coding. I was 28 years, so I was an adult when I was the first time I learned coding. So everyone can learn as long as you still you are new in this industry or new in coding. I think the three apps that I've just mentioned, both Tanks and Rangers, they are good apps for people who want to start learning coding. So age is just a number, but everyone who want to learn coding can be able to access those apps and start learning.
I know, because in some of the urban schools, kids are learning coding in school. They're learning it from 9, 10. So this is an opportunity for youngsters who never, ever have a chance. And then where do they go from here? They learn this very simple coding. What's the next step for them?
Ma'am, when they learn coding, I think coding opens a lot of doors for them, because we have seen the demand of technological skills such as coding rising during COVID. So by introducing coding to the children, I guess we're preparing them for the future, which is unpredictable. So no one knows what will happen tomorrow, same as how COVID came. And then we're not aware of what will happen. So with all the skills that I've just mentioned, we are preparing them for a future which is unpredictable. So once they learn coding at an early age, we are equipping them with all the skills that will be needed in case tomorrow's future turns around.
And then they can go on and do other programs. Do you offer other stuff for them?
So according to our plan as Good Work Foundation, we want to have more like an ecosystem, because now in open learning, we're working with young children. And then our plan is to make sure that when they finish or complete their matric, we are more than welcome to accommodate them or to have them as our bridging year student. So from then, we can be able to assist them applying for their career interest or interest career from the varsities or higher institution.
And how do you have any idea how many students, let's take the Good Work Foundation in entirety, how many students, I think it's been going for about 17 years now. Have you any idea how many students have gone through in that 17 years? Not just coding, but literacy or all kinds of digital literacy.
I think a lot. I won't even estimate a number, because as I've said, I'm also a product of Good Work Foundation. As we're speaking now, I'm studying community development. This is my third year. It's via or from the help of Good Work Foundation. And we also have I know three of my classmates. One is a teacher, and then one is a lawyer, and then the other one is still in a college, in a university actually. So there's a lot of people that got help or helped by Good Work Foundation, which is they are now far.
And what for you is the best thing? What makes you happiest when you're watching the youngsters out there doing their coding at work?
I think for me, what put my smile in my face is when I see those little ones enjoying learning. So when I see them with the smiles and also the interaction from their facilitators, making sure that they are enjoying learning, that's the only thing that puts a smile in my face. Because I think from my experience, it's not easy to go to rural schools, because there's a lot of opportunity that is being blocked, more like being exposed to technological skills or tools. It's something that it's not easy to say, I will learn computer in primary or in high school while you are from rural villages. There are the possibility for the schools not to have those gadgets is very high. So seeing, for me, seeing them coming to the center, enjoying the learning, and also with the respond or with the hospitality from my team, because our philosophy is that if there's no fun, there's no sense in doing. So whatever we're doing, we make sure that fun comes first. So when I see them treating them very fairly, treating them with that love, it puts a smile in my face.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for being with us. And maybe you know people, you've got staff, you've got people you know who come from rural villages in Mpumalanga or the Free State. Tell them about the Good Work Foundation, how they can go free to these digital learning centres and learn how to, not only how to use a computer, but how to code, which makes them, give some skills for the market. Oh, well, keep up. Thanks so much for talking to us, and keep up the good work. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, I really appreciate
that's such it. That's such an inspiring story. That these kids, I mean, you know what it's like probably when you first saw a computer. Maybe you were older than being a youngster, if you know what I mean. And the thought of it's intimidating, and it's so easy. It is so, so easy. And if you've got somebody to show you, that takes all the difficulty out of it. You know, show, don't tell, always the maxim.